This tour will start in Superior and end in Milwaukee on Sunday, with 10 stops in between. Christabel Grant is with the Richard Bong World War II Heritage Center in Superior. She's excited that her center will be the first stop.
As far as I'm concerned, anything that helps veterans and supports veterans is a very appropriate thing for us to be doing. And we are obviously nonpartisan.
But some people think war memorials shouldn't host political stops in this highly partisan presidential race. Vietnam veteran activist Durbin Keeney recalls an anti-war demonstration at the nearby Duluth Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
I was so sickened by it, I couldn't sleep that night. And by the time I got to the office the next day, I had just at least 15 to 20 calls. And we had our own press conference that afternoon, and we made the statement that this is, to us, this is holy ground, and it's not political ground, it's not to be used for political ground, and anybody that does so is violating the spirit.
The Kerry campaign says they'll tour Wisconsin war memorials to talk about better benefits for veterans. Vietnam vet Lou Ellingson will be part of the Veterans for Kerry group.
This is simply paying homage to our fellow veterans who have fallen, who have died, who are wounded.
Former U.S. Senator Max Cleland and crewmates who served with Kerry in Vietnam will take part in this four-day trek. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.